read the Old Testament.
让我打开旧约。
It's a Psalm.
诗篇。
24.
诗篇廿四篇。
Let us read the verse 3.
让我们来读第三节。
Let us read together.
让我们一起来读诗篇廿四篇第三节。
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? This verse speaks God's heart.
这个一节的经文是讲到神的心。
It says, Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord?
因为讲到谁能登耶和华的山。
Where is the hill of the Lord?
神的山在哪里呢?
The hill of the Lord is Zion, the Mount Zion.
耶和华的山就是这个锡安山。
The Mount Zion is the hill of the Lord.
这个锡安山是耶和华的山。
Who may ascend into the hill of the Mount Zion?
谁能够登这个锡安山呢?
Who may stand in his holy place?
谁能够站在他的圣所呢?
His holy place is on the Mount Zion.
他的圣所是在锡安山上。
Is the temple of God.
是神的殿。
So this is a question.
这是一个问题问话。
That is a long time ago.
是一个在很远之前很久之前。
Let us read and the Revelation, the New Testament Revelation.
让我们读读新约的启示录。
Chapter 14.
第十四节。启示录第十四章。
The first five verses.
头嗰五节。
Let us read together.
让我们一起来读。
Then I looked, and behold, a man sat on the mountain side, and on his right hand was a horse called Moab, riding on his father's mule, leaning on their forehead. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, like the voice of the Lord's thunder, and I heard the sound of waters that clean their heart. This man has brought a new song for the poor, for the poor living creatures, and there is no one who will learn them, who will be redeemed from the earth.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童贞，
终有人放浪害人，
他们都跟从他，他们是从人间来的，作初熟的果子，归于神的羔羊，在他们口中插不出方言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
The psalm is a question.
诗篇嗰度嗰一节系一个嘅问话。
The Revelation 14, these few verses is the answer.
喺启示录第十四章呢几节嘅就俾我哋一个嘅答案。
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord?
谁能登耶和华嘅山？
Who may stand in his holy place?
谁能站在他的圣所？
I behold.
第十四章，我又观看。
A lamb standing on Mount Zion.
见羔羊站在锡安山。
And with him 144,000.
又同他又有十四万四千人。
This is God's heart answered.
这个是神的心来在这里得着这个答案。
God's eternal purpose is to guide the people ascend the Mount Zion.
神的心意是要将他的子民来到召聚到锡安山上。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这个是神永远的心意。
God wants the people near his heart.
神系想要佢嘅子民嚟到近佢嘅心。
This 144,000.
呢个144,000嘅人。
The answer God's heart.
佢系对神嘅心起咗一个回应。
This is generations to generations. Those people answered God's heart.
呢个系历世历代嘅人，佢哋系向神嘅心嚟到作咗一个答应回应。
So, we saw God's eternal purpose. It was fulfilled.
所以我哋睇到神永远嘅旨意喺呢度被成就。
God created heaven and earth.
神系创造呢个天地。
And created all human beings.
亦都创造所有嘅人类。
But God have wanted someone ascend to the Mount Zion.
但系神系要想一啲嘅人，佢能够登呢个石岸山。
And stand in his holy place.
系站喺佢嘅圣洁嘅地方。
So this 144,000.
呢度14,400嘅人。
Means 12 times 12 times 1,000.
那意思就是12×12×1,000。
This means these people absolute surrender.
你要讲到这班的人，意思就是他们完全的投降。
And these people speaks of unquestionable obedience.
这些人讲到他们的信服是从来不问为什么的。
These people speaks of utter selflessness.
这班人讲到他们绝对的没有他们自己。
This is 144,000.
这是讲到这班144,000的人。
Absolute surrender.
他们完全的投降。
Unquestionable obedience.
他们的信服是绝对不问为什么的。
That's the utter selflessness.
他们是绝对的无己的。
This is God's heart was answered.
所以神的心就得着满足。
This is God's heart satisfied.
神的心就得着答应得着满足。
And so, with we are the Holy Spirit working this purpose.
圣灵在这里将这个目的来到工作作成。
The Holy Spirit in you and in me working for this.
圣灵在你里在我里面来到照着这个的旨意来到做。
We have fellowship before.
我们在之前我们有一起的交通。
All things work together for good.
万事都是互相效力。
But to those love God.
叫爱神的人得益处。
Those 144,000 love God.
这个144,000人他们是爱神的。
But they suffered a lot.
但他们是受很大的苦。
We find they yeah, their whole life obedience through suffering.
我睇到佢嘅一生，佢哋一生都系嚟到喺信服里边受苦。
Here says that this 144,000 having his father's name written on their forehead.
呢度有144,000嘅人都有佢嘅父，他嘅名和他父嘅名写在额上。
Yet means they manifest Jesus Christ.
这个意思是讲到他们的是彰显的耶稣基督。
In Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
在启示录的第二章和第三章。
Those people having his father's name written on their forehead,
这些人他们有他们的父的名写在他们的额上。
Was the overcomers.
是那班的得胜者。
He who overcomes.
这些他们能够得胜的。
He who hears the voice of the Holy Spirit.
他们是听了圣灵的声音。
And follow Holy Spirit.
跟随圣灵的带领。
And therefore had the name written on their forehead.
他们有个名字写在他们的额上。
So these people was over commerce.
所以这帮的人他们是得胜者。
That is fully expressed God Himself.
来完全丰满的来到彰显神自己。
And expressed is they are conformed to the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
他们是被模成耶稣基督神儿子的模样。
And the verse second tell us
第二节来到这样讲给我们听
that I heard a voice from heaven.
他说我听见从天上有声音。
And like the voice of many waters.
像众水的声音。
And like the voice of loud thunder.
和大雷的声音。
And I heard the sound of harpers playing their harps.
并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。
And here this speaks to us that I heard a voice.
这里讲给我听过我听到一个的声音。
From heaven.
从天上听来的。
Like the voice of many waters.
但是就好像众水的声音。
And like the voice of loud thunder.
也好像大雷的声音。
And I heard the sound of harpers playing their harps.
也就听到好像弹琴的人要弹他们的琴声。
The waters, the many waters.
这些水是众水的水。
And the harps, the harpers playing their harps.
讲到这些琴是用众数，是很多的琴。
But we hear only one voice.
但我们只听到的是一个的声音。
That means those people answer God's heart.
意思是讲到这帮的人他们向神的心来回应。
That is unity.
这个是一个就是显出他们的一。
So many people.
这么多的人。
And they sing the one voice. As one man.
他们所听的是所唱的也好像一人的声音一样。
So that means the wife of the Lamb.
这是讲到这个是羔羊的妻。
He is the bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
那佢骨中嘅骨，肉中嘅肉。
And the third verse tell us.
第三个咁样讲俾我听，第三节讲俾我听。
This sign as yet were a new song before the throne.
佢哋所唱嘅嗱一个唱嘅新歌，嗱喺宝座前。
Before the four living creatures.
在四活物之前。
And the elders.
还有众长老之前。
And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth.
除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。
This sign, a new song.
这个诗歌是一个新的诗歌。
What is the new song?
这个新的诗歌是什么呢?
This new song means that they experience obedience. They experience the obedience through sufferings.
他讲到他们经过受苦，他们有他们经历了。
This song only they themselves can sing.
这些诗歌只有他们才能唱。
There is no one could learn.
亦都冇别人能够可以学呢个诗歌。
Because they learn much obedience through their sufferings.
因为佢哋系喺受苦难嘅时候，佢哋学习咗信服。
They sing before the throne.
佢哋喺宝座前嚟到唱。
Sometimes we not sing song, but we murmur complaining before the throne.
很多时候我们不在宝座前唱歌，但我们在宝座前来到埋怨。
But these people, they sing a new song before the throne.
但这些人他们在宝座前他们唱新歌。
Here says that they are redeemed from the earth.
这里讲到他是从地上买来的。
That means that they are out of the earth.
讲到他们是地上之外的。
They are separated from the earth.
他们是从地上分出来了。
These people because they learn obedience through suffering.
佢哋呢班嘅人，佢哋系从苦难中嚟到学习信服。
They and verse 4 says that they are the ones who were not defiled with women.
第四节讲到这些人未曾沾染妇女。
For they are virgins.
因为他们原是童身。
This verse speaks to us, those people, the women, that means that is not only men.
呢度讲到第四节，佢哋呢啲嘅妇女。
Not man.
不是男人。
But this means, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, those people, men or women, love the world. It means that is the defiled.
他新約裡面是講到一些男人、女人，他們是沾染了世界。
That is the defile.
佢哋就係被沾染嘅。
Defile with women.
佢哋係沾染咗婦女。
Means love the world.
意思就係講到佢哋愛世界。
So compromise with world.
佢哋同世界嚟到妥協。
So this is include men and women.
所以呢度講嘅係包括男同埋女。
They are virgins.
佢哋係重生嘅。
Never.Defiled by the world.
他从来未曾被这个世界来到沾染。
So this book is the revolution.
这个书在启示录里。
This is the revealed God's purpose.
他讲到是将神的旨意来到启示出来。
The symbol, many symbols in the revolution.
启示录里面有很多的灵异。
Those symbols are as all have eternal principle among them.
呢啲都系满有呢个嘅属灵嘅同埋永远嘅旨意喺佢里边嘅意思。
So defiled with women means those people does not defile with the world.
呢啲嘅人佢未曾沾染妇女，呢啲嘅人佢哋从来未沾染世俗。
For these are the ones.Who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
这班的人，他们羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
This follow, in the original language called following.
这个跟随在原文的里面是讲到他一路的跟随着。
Not follow, but following.
他们不是只是跟随，是继续跟随着。
That means, every minute, every second, follow the Lamb.
佢哋每一分钟、每一秒，佢哋都系跟随紧呢个羔羊。
They following the Lamb wherever he goes.
佢哋羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随着佢。
That means 100% follow the Lamb.
佢哋讲到100%嚟到跟随主，跟随羔羊。
These were redeemed.From among men.
这个是从人间里面来到买来的。
And being first fruit to God and to the Lamb.
是作初熟的果子归于神和羔羊。
They are the first fruit to God and to the Lamb.
是作初熟的果子归于神和羔羊。
This is the character of those followers of the Lamb.
这个是那群来到跟随羔羊的他们的特性。
Heavenliness is their character.
他们属天的就是他们的性情。
The overcomer is their character.
他们在他们的性情里面是一个得胜者的性情。
They are fully governed by God.
他们完全接受神的管治。
100% obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
他们100%他们来到接受来到信服圣灵的管治。
They are virgin people.
他们是重生的。
Never touch the world.
他们从未来到沾染这个世界。
They are delivered from the world.
他们是从这个世界里面买出来的。
They areUnto the Lamb.
他们归于这个羔羊。
That means they are not only saved.
不单只是得救。
But they are self-denial.
他们是拒绝他们自己舍己。
Their only purpose is seek the glory of the Lamb.
佢唯一嘅目的乃系找寻呢个羔羊嘅荣耀。
Those people are the people who fellowship with his suffering.
呢班嘅人亦都系同主嘅苦难嚟到一齐有团契交通。
The Lamb means the sufferings and sacrifice.
呢个羔羊嘅意思嚟讲到受苦同埋嚟到献上。
They have a special honor.
佢哋系有特别嘅尊荣。
He stand on the Mount Zion.
佢哋能够站喺锡安山。
And they sing a new song.
他们唱一个新歌。
They have a special secret to sing this song.
他们是有特别的秘密秘诀在他里面来唱这个新歌。
Because
因为
they learn obedience through suffering.
因为他们学习在受苦里面学习信服。
And also they are the first fruit.
也都他们是作初熟的果子。
They have a first fruit, that means that they have a spiritual capacity for others.
他们初熟的果子的意思是他们有一个熟灵的这个度量 是给别人为着别人。
And the first fruit means that they stand on the first place.
初熟 的意思是他们站在第一个地位。
Others did not, not be the, this place.
其他的人就不包括在这个第一个初熟的里面。
They first met the rain.
他们初来接触这个雨。
First met the wind.
他们初来接触这个风。
First met the sunshine.
也都第一来接触这个的阳光。
That is caused them first fruit.
以致他们是初熟的果子。
This is the character of the people.
这个就是这班的人他们的特性。
And the God in those people first got the first satisfaction.
来到神在这班的人得着第一最初的满足了。
What is the sufferings?
的苦难是什么呢？
They know the sufferings.
他们是认识他的苦难。
Because through their sufferings,
因为透过他们的受苦,
they discover there is some infinite valuable.
他们就发现一个是永远的价值。
Before they went through those sufferings,
在他们未曾经过这些受苦之前,
they suppose God against them, and God don't love them.
他们以为神是反对他们不爱他们。
God judge them.
他们以为是神是审判他们。
But they finally discovered.
但最后他们发现到
not fathers against them.
不是他们的父来到反对他们。
Not God send harm to them.
也都不是神去将这个危害来到给过他们。
Also, sometimes the Satan speak to them.
有时候撒旦跟他们这样说。
It's that God don't love you.
神不爱你了。
Put in those sufferings.
叫你来落在这个这个受苦的里面。
But finally, they find, no,not God against us.
最后他们发现到不是神来攻击我们。
Not God give us judgment.
不是神来给我们审判。
Not Satan's false suggestion.
也都不是撒旦这些假 的提议。
They discover all the sufferings because God great love.
他们发现到他所有的苦难你因着神的大爱。
So, the finally they follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
所以最后他无论羔羊往哪里去他都跟随着。
This is the absolute surrender to God.
这个是一个完全的向神来投降。
This is unquestionable obedience.
这个信服是绝对不问为什么的。
This is the utter selflessness.
这个是绝对的无己的。
So this is people who stand on the mount.
呢個就係呢班嘅人，佢就能夠站喺石灣山上。
And these people can stand on the holy place, God's holy place.
能夠站喺神嘅聖山嘅聖嘅地方。
So God's eternal purpose was fulfilled by them.
所以神嗰個永遠嘅旨意係從佢呢班人嚟成就過嚟。
From generation to generation, God.The Holy Spirit called this kind of people.
每一个世代，神圣灵都系嚟到呼召呢啲嘅人。
Those people heard the voice of the Holy Spirit.
佢呢班嘅人，佢听到圣灵嘅声音。
They want to follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
佢哋愿意嚟到跟随呢个羔羊，无论羔羊往哪里去。
To call this is the wife of the Lamb.
佢讲到佢哋系羔羊嘅妻子。
The New Jerusalem come down from heaven.
讲到这个新的耶路撒冷从天而降。
They are the representative.
他们是这些的代，他们是那个代表。
They are the followers of the Lamb.
他们是羔羊，跟随羔羊的班的人。
They are the companion of Lamb.
他们是羔羊的陪伴。
We know that the Lamb means means the cross.
我知道羔羊系意思讲到十字架。
The first glance is from Revelation chapter 13.
第一系从呢个睇到嘅系从启示录嘅第十三章。
He called the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
讲到呢个羔羊系从呢个世界以前未立之前喺度被杀。
That means the Lamb.Before the world was created,
讲到呢个羔羊从世界未被造之先。
When the Triune God consulted together,
佢哋就系嚟到拣选神，佢哋两个三位一体就Triune God三位一体嘅，佢哋喺度嚟到商量。
And as in our mass words. Father God said,
好似用人嘅话嚟到父神嚟到讲啦。
He said, I have an eternal purpose.
我有一个永远嘅旨意。
I will create the heaven and earth.
我嚟到创造呢个天地宇宙万物。
And I created angels.
我都嚟到创造呢个天使。
And we created man.
我哋就创造咗人。
But we know that eternal purpose will be disrupted by fallen angels.
我哋知道呢个永远嘅旨意系被呢个堕落咗嘅天使嚟到打残。
And we need to pay every cost to redeem those fallen.
我哋要摆上一切嘅代价。嚟到救赎呢啲嘅堕落咗嘅人。
And the Lamb and Jesus Christ at that time, he agreed.
呢个羔羊耶稣基督佢就同意啦喺嗰时候。
He said, Father, I will pay every price to redeem your plan.
佢话佢父神，我要将一切任何嘅代价我都能够付上。来到去拯救这帮人。
That is the Lamb's intentionally in his mind to redeem the whole fallen world.
是啦，这个羔羊在他的心思里面有这个心思来到去拯救买赎这个堕落了的这个人类。
So this is the call, the cross of the Lord Jesus from the very beginning.
这个讲到耶稣基督的十字架是从永远之前开始。
We know the cross has two arms.
我们知道十字架有两个的棒，有两个棒臂在这边。
One of the arms reaches the past eternity.
我们知道一个的棒臂是一路的伸展到是以前这个永有。
Another arm reaches the future eternity.
另一个的棒臂是一路的伸展到将来的永远。
That means the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
我讲到这个羔羊是在创世以前。
And another arm reaches the wife of the lamb.
另一个膀臂呢个手嚟到呢度伸展到佢羔羊嘅妻子。
That is the New Jerusalem.
呢个系新耶路撒冷。
So the whole universe, the cross of Jesus, touches everything.
所以神主耶稣嘅十字架系度接触到伸展到任何一啲嘅事情。
So God's eternal purpose was fulfilled by the way of the Lamb.
但系神永远嘅心意嚟到从羔羊嗰度得着成就。
So we see the whole Bible speak of these things.
所以我睇到神全部嘅圣经讲述呢啲嘅事情。
And the people. The followers of the Lamb.
啊，呢啲班嘅啊跟随羔羊嘅人。
Was fulfilled with God's purpose.
咁样嚟到将神嘅永远嘅旨意嚟到成就。
Before God created heaven and earth, created Adam and Eve.
啊，当神创造呢个宇宙嘅时候，佢就创造咗呢个亚当夏娃。
And finally, that is the time. And finally, heavenly Jerusalem, was the wife of the Lamb.
啊，呢个预表讲到最后佢就系羔羊嘅妻子。
Not only the lamb and his wife.
唔单止讲到羔羊同埋佢嘅妻子。
So the Holy Spirit call us, call you and me, be one of the followers of the Lamb.
圣灵亦都嚟到呼召你同埋我嚟到喺呢度跟随羔羊嘅人嘅群众。
This is chapter. 14, first five verses means.
就是第十四章第一节至第五节的意思了。
Let us read the chapter 12.
让我们读读第十二章。
And we read verse 10.
读第十节。
And then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
第十节，我听见在天上有大声音说。
Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accusers are for brethren.Who accused them before God day and night has been cast down.
说我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄们胜过他是因羔羊的血
and by the word of their testimony
和自己所见证的道
and they did not love their lives to the death
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命
so these two verses speak to us
这两节来到这样跟我们讲
those overcomers
这班的得胜者
that is man child
这个是一个叫人的男孩子男孩子
and they overcame Satan
他们是胜过魔鬼
by the blood of the Lamb
因着羔羊的血
and by the word of their testimony
也都是自己所见证的道
and they did not love their life to the death
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命
they did not love their life this life is theSoulish life.
这个不爱惜这个性命，这个性命是讲到他们魂的性命。
So those overcomers means that they experience the blood of the Lamb.
这个的得胜者，他们是经历到羔羊的血。
They are born again by the Holy Spirit.
他们是从圣灵而生。
So they are saved people.
他们是被拯救的人。
And secondly, they are.They are experience obedience through sufferings.
而佢哋係從呢個苦難裏邊，佢哋學習信服。
So they have the testimony.
佢有佢哋嘅見證。
And did not love their soulish life to the death.
佢哋唔愛惜佢哋嘅魂嘅性命，佢哋係要嚟到以致死亡嘅。
So the blood of the lamb means that they are saved people.
呢個羔羊嘅血嘅意思啦，佢哋係被拯救嘅。
And they did not love their soulish life to the death. They have such a testimony.
佢雖然至於死，也不愛惜佢哋魂嘅性命。佢有咁嘅見證。
That means that they are growing to a full maturity.
講到佢哋一路嘅生長，達到呢個豐滿嘅成熟。
Now let us read Peter, First Peter.
讓我打開彼得前書。
Chapter 1.
第一章。彼得前書第一章。
And verse 9.
第九節。
Here says, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
第九節，並且得著你們信心的果效，就是魂的救恩的得救。
Or in our Chinese translation is not very clear.
在我們中文的翻譯的裏面不是很清楚。
The receiving the end of your faith.
要講到得著你們信心的果效。
The end means finality of your faith.
這是英文的一個譯法，就講到信心的結尾，是最後總結。
That means the end of your faith.
這個就是你的信心的總結。
The final of your faith.
就是信心的最後的時候。
Romans chapter 1, that there is so called from faith to faith.
羅馬書那裡第一章那裡指信本信指信。
From faith means we are saved by the blood of the Lamb.
本於信講到我們是羔羊的血來拯救我們。
From faith to faith, the final faith.
本於信來指信那裡講最後的信心的情況。
The end of our faith.
是這個信心的最後的終結。
That is salvation of our souls.
那是我們魂的得救。
No more myself.
再沒有自己了。
No longer I, but Christ lives in us.
不是再沒有我，那是基督在我裡面活着。
So, Peter not only talk about the beginning of our faith.
彼得不單止講到我們信心的開始。
He talk about the end of our faith.
你都講到我們信心的總結。
Not only we are or a spirit quickened, raised up.
不单止我们被提的时候，我们的灵是来到使我们来到苏醒起来。
But Peter calls the end of our faith.
彼得讲到这个信心的果效的终结。
We are delivered from my mind, my love, my will.
我们是从这个我们的心思我们的喜爱我们的意志里面拯救出来。
That is the end of our faith.
这个是我们信心的最总结。
So, our whole life is upon the faith.
所以我们一生都是在这个信心的上面。
From faith to faith.
本于信以至于信。
From glory to glory.
荣上来到加荣。
That is the, means that our whole life is not only our spirit was revived.
不单止我们一生，我们的灵得着来到复兴。
We access to God.
我们去到神的面前。
And we nearness to God.
我们很近神。
But also we are delivered from ourselves.
从我们自己来到脱离我们自己拯救过来。
So that is Peter's message.
这个是彼得的信息。
This is from obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这个是因着来到顺从圣灵的管治的结果。
Only we obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
只要我们来到顺从圣灵的管治
we can enjoy the salvation of our souls.
我们就如果不是的时候我们不能够来到享用我们魂的得救
so this is our whole life lessons.
是我们一生的这个功课
lifelong lessons.
是一生的学习
so that is Peter's message.
这个是彼得的信息
We read the Peter's second chapter six, chapter two.
我系读彼得前书第二章。
He said, verse 18.
第十八节。
It's a Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear.
十八节，你们作仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心，顺服顺服主人。
Not only to the good and gentle.
不但顺服那善良温和的。
But also to the harsh.
就是那怪僻的。
Oh, that is very hard for us to learn.
但这个是一个很难学的功课。
For this is commendable if because of conscience toward God one endures grief suffering wrongfully.
就是那怪僻的又是信服倘若人为叫良心对得住神就忍受冤屈的苦楚这是可喜爱的。
For what credit is yet if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently.
第二十节，你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？
Yeah, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看为是。这神看是可喜爱的。
In the original that is commendable is grace before God.
这个在原文里面那个是可喜爱的，那是一个恩典在神的面前。
So, we need to, verse 22 says, For to this you were called.
这里22节他说你要因此来到蒙召。
Because Christ also suffered for us.
因为基督都是这样为我们来到受苦。
Leaving us an example.
就给我们留下一个榜样。
That you should follow his steps.
叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
23 verse, he said, Who?When he was reviled, did not revile in return.
第二三节，他被骂不还口，受害不说惊威吓的话。
When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to God, to him who judges righteously.
只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So, here is the example.
在这里有一个的一个的例
we follow Jesus' footstep.
我们来到跟随耶稣的脚踪
when he was reviled, he not reviled in return.
当他是被人家来到骂的时候他不受害他不说威吓的话
when he suffered, he did not threaten.
当他受害的时候他不去威吓人
but committed himself to him, to God, who judges.
只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So this lesson is for all of us.
所以这个的功课是为着我们每一个人的。
So let us for our experience, let us read, I want to testify my testimony.
让我们就来到这样经历，现在我来讲讲我的见证。
When I was in Taiwan.
當我喺台灣嘅時候。
And only 4 days we'll return to Los Angeles.
仲有4日我就翻去羅省。
And my wife's nephew used my car.
我嘅太太嘅侄又用我嘅兒生嚟用我嘅車啦。
He parked in his apartment parking lot.
佢就將個車泊咗喺佢嗰個嘅呢個嘅呢個呢個嘅 apartment 呢個嘅屋嗰度，佢嘅車嘅位嗰度，泊車位嗰度。
But the apartment, the master of the apartment, saw this car is not my resident.
但管理樓宇嘅人睇到呢個車就唔係屬於呢個住居住嘅人所擁有。
Maybe somebody stolen this car, put there.
或者有人偷咗呢個車就擺放咗喺嗰度，泊咗喺嗰度。
So the apartment master.Call police.
咁所以管理呢個樓宇嘅人就叫警察啦。
There is a car parking or parking, parking lot. It's not a legitimate.
呢度有話俾佢聽，呢度有個車泊呢度咧係唔合法嘅。
And then the police order some company to pull it off.
呢個警察就叫一啲嘅公司嚟將呢個車拖走咗啦。
And the second day, my wife's nephew saw all these cars was stolen.
第二日我嘅太太嘅兒生睇到啊，個車好似俾人偷咗啦。
And he called many police, and finally.He called police.
佢打咗電話去好多地方處，但最後佢打去電話係警察局。
He know, oh, that car is towed by some company.
咁佢就講俾佢聽，警察話俾佢聽，你嘅車咧有某公司就將佢拖走咗啦。
He went there want to redeem that car.
佢去到嘅時候，想係嚟到贖回呢架車。
He give his identification card. He said, "Oh, this car is not your name. It's not yours."
佢帶佢身份證去嘅時候，帶嗰個車就唔係佢嘅身份證嘅名啊。
The car owner still in Taiwan.
呢個車嘅車主仍都喺台灣啊。
He cannot redeem that.
你又唔能夠去贖呢架車。
After 2 days, the company.Publisher want to sell this car.
兩日後啦，咁呢個公司就要去登報紙賣呢個車啦。
And finally, we back to Los Angeles.
最後我哋翻到羅省。
And they, my daughter told us.
我嘅女就同我講。
Your car is towed by someone.
你嘅車人哋拖咗去啦。
This is a suffering for us.
呢個係對我哋係一個受苦。
But we know, I also speak to you, we have learned a lot of lessons.
我同你講，我哋未學到一切嘅功課。
We learn a lot of sufferings. We obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
當我哋嚟到學習呢個嘅苦難嘅時候啦，我哋要順從聖靈。
These things happened to us.This is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
呢事情發生喺身上，係聖靈嘅管治。
Give us a chance to learn obedience through this suffering.
俾我哋有機會嚟到喺信服裏邊學習，喺受苦裏邊學習信服。
So our mind of the Spirit, full of life and peace.
當我哋咁樣順從聖靈嘅時候，我哋就滿有生命同平安。
No murmuring, no complaining.
我哋就冇就埋怨啊，冇呢個嚟到投訴。
No criticize our nephew.
我哋就冇去埋怨我哋嘅兒生。
And we just go to there to redeem it and wash it and drive to home.
我哋就將佢贖回嚟，洗乾淨，就揸車翻去啦。
This is God. We follow the Lamb.
我哋咁樣嚟到跟隨羔羊。
And this is first year.
呢個第一件。
And the second year.
第一年就第二年啦。
And we went to.Washington State.
我哋去到華盛頓呢個嘅市中心。
To have fellowship the word within 1 month.
我哋同佢哋嗰班弟兄姊妹有一個月嘅全期交通。
And when we come back,
當我哋翻嚟嘅時候,
and we discover my study room. As a mess.
我就發覺我的書房呢就很混亂很亂啊。
Because my study room, the water pipe broken.
我喺呢個書房嗰度有一個嘅水管爆咗啦。
And the water came out.
啲水就爆出嚟。
And the whole carpet and whole floor was cause a lot of trouble.
所有的地毯、地板很多的，很亂，很難的。
Our neighbors saw the water came from our garage.
我們的鄰舍看到水從我們的車房出來。
And first and the small water.
初初很少水。
And finally the big water.
最後很大水出來。
Home nobody there.
才知道呢個屋企冇人啦。
The main faucet closed.
咁佢哋就將嗰個水喉嚟就閂咗。
But when we came back,
當我哋翻嚟嘅時候,
we saw everything is a mess.
所有嘅都亂糟糟啦。
This is the suffering for us.
呢個都係對我哋一個嘅受苦。
But we know this is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我哋知道呢個真係聖靈咁樣管治我哋。
Give us a chance to learn obedience through this suffering.
俾我哋有機會嚟到學習係順服喺受苦嘅裏邊。
So we have no complaining, no murmuring.
所以我喺嗰度我哋冇埋怨，冇喺度投訴。
Our mind is mind of the Spirit.
當我哋心思嚟到心思喺聖靈嘅時候。
And full of life and peace.
順從聖靈，我哋就滿有平安同埋生命。
And we gradually to do myself and prepare it.
我哋慢慢我哋就將呢啲嘅整爛咗嘅嘢，我哋就收嚟好啦。
This is the second year.
呢個第二年。
And the third year.
第三年。
We always drive the car, old car, to Sunday morning to different places to. To share God's word.
我哋揸一架舊車，每一個禮拜日朝頭早，我哋揸去地方，我哋去講道嘅，交通神嘅話。
And after the meeting, we drove to home.
聚會之後，我哋就揸車翻屋企。
One time, we drove on the highway. The car broken.
有一次喺呢個高速公路揸嘅時候，我哋嘅車就壞咗啦。
So we spend a lot of energy to pull it out and repair it.
我哋用咗好多嘅氣力嚟到將佢揾出去，嚟到去修理啦。
And my sons and daughters heard these things.
我嘅仔同我嘅女聽咗之後。
Our father, the car is too old.
父親，你嘅車太舊啦。
Buy a new car for us.
佢就為我哋買咗個新車。
We are very glad.
我哋好歡喜。
And the first time I drove the new car to preach to some place.
第一次揸呢個新車就去另一處講道。
After preaching, after noon, we came back home.
講到之後，下午我就翻屋企了。
In the highway, or before us, the car all stopped there.
喺呢個高速公路喺之前嘅啲車就停了。
Now our car also stopped there.
我嘅車都停咗喺度啦，趴喺嗰度。
But behind our big car, they don't not stop.
喺我哋後面有大車又冇停。
Just to collect with our car, new car.
咁咧就撞咗喺你嘅新車嗰度。
Even my car have no license. 的牌照还
甚至那个车牌都没了了
and our car become an old car
我们的新车变成旧车
so Webb says oh we are go to some pit some holes we are going to fall some hole
我们就会跌了会太太说我们或者会跌到一些窿那里
No, I said no, we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
我不是我们今天现在是从在基督从在这个天上来坐了。
Because we know these things happened to us, give us a chance to learn obedience through suffering.
因为这事发生在我们身上给我们有机会来到在苦难里面学习信服。
So the 3 years, every year has a special suffering.
这三年每一年都有一些特别的受苦了。
But I know this is Satan, God allows Satan's doing something.
我知道神是用让撒旦来做一些事。
But we do not fall his traps.
我们不要跌在撒旦的陷阱那裡
We learn obedience through suffering.
我們要在苦難受苦裡學習信服
So our life is full of life and peace.
所以我們的生命就充滿著生命和平安
So that is we have to learn these lessons.
我們要來到學這些功課
In your home, in your personal life, you learn this lesson.
在你的家在你的個人的生活裡面學
In your business, then you learn this lesson.
在你的生意裡面都學這個功課
In our church congregation among us, we have to learn this lesson.
在我們弟兄姊妹當中，我們都在學這個功課。
So this is a very important lesson for us.
這個是對我們來說一個很重要的功課。
If you and I want to be the followers of the Lamb,
如果你和我們願意來做跟隨羔羊的人,
and satisfy God's heart,
來到滿足神的心,
we have toLearn these lessons.
我们要学这些的功课。
Learn obedience through suffering.
我们要来到在受苦苦难里面学习信服。
Obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
来到顺从圣灵的管治。
So this is the only way.
这个是唯一的路。
The brother Sparks told us.
史伯克弟兄这样跟我说。
Thousands of southern Christian activities.
佢有千千嘅咁多嘅基督徒嘅活动。
Cannot take the place of the learn obedience through suffering.
都唔能够嚟到攞走我哋学代替我哋嘅喺苦难里边学习信服。
So may the Lord show mercy to us.
愿主嚟到向我哋施怜悯。
Everybody learns this lesson.
每一个我哋都学呢个功课。
When we learn this lesson.We have no murmur, no complaining.
当我学咗呢个功课嘅时候，我哋就唔会埋怨，唔会喺嗰度嚟到暗沉沉嘅。
Always have joyous life.
就有一个喜乐嘅生命。
Brother Spark says, "If the secret of sorrowing."
斯巴达兄咁样讲，呢个跟随嘅秘诀。
That's you Obey yourself.
来到服从你自己。
And the secret of a joyous life.
这个喜乐的生命的秘诀。
That is obedience through sufferings.
那就是来到是在苦难里面信服。
So let us learn together.
让我们一同的这样来到学这个功课。
I want to have. Do you have any other questions? We can fellowship. Fellowship. Have any questions?
大家有冇啲问题咧？我哋可以嚟到交通。
Let us read New Testament Acts chapter. Chapter one.
又去读新约嘅使徒行传第一章。
We read verse 21.
我读第廿一节。
We know that verse 20 said, for it is written in the book of Psalms.
第20节的话, 因为诗篇上写着,
let Judah's dwelling place be desolate.
愿犹大的住处变为荒凉,
and let no one live in it.
无人再来居住,
and let another take his office.
又说愿别人得他的职分,
and verse 21 says,
第一节这样说,
therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us.
有一节，所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候,
and beginning from the baptism of John to the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
就是从约翰施洗起, 直到主离开我们, 被接上升的日子, 日子为止, 必须, 从那常与我们, 作伴的人, 中, 立一位与我们同作, 耶稣复活的见证。
So these two verses speak to us, we are the witness of Jesus Christ.
这两节告诉我们, 我们是耶稣基督的见证人。
What is the qualification of Jesus Christ's witness?
究竟耶稣基督的见证有什么条件呢?
This is, we saw, we can see, these two verses speaks of the qualifications.
我在这两节里面, 我们读到, 作这个见证人的条件。
Therefore, of this man, who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us.
就是主耶稣在我们中间开始, 中间始终出入的时候, 这班的人都在我们当中。
That means that the beginning from the baptism of John,
是从约翰施洗的时候开始,
that is from Jesus was baptized.
从耶稣被施受浸的时候,
since that day, he was taken up from us.
直到主是离开我们被接上升天的时候,
so after his nail on the cross and buried and rise the third day,
当他被, 钉十字架, 被埋葬, 第三日复活,
and 40 days appear to them.
40天来到向他们显现,
so we found a witness of Jesus Christ must have two periods of time.
我们看到在作耶稣基督见证的人, 必须有两个的时间的事情。
From the beginning of baptism of John to that day when Jesus was taken up from us.
从施洗约翰起, 受施洗起, 直到主离开被接升天。
The first period is 3.5 years.
第一个的时间, 就是三年半的时间。
That is since Jesus is 30 years of age to resurrection from the dead.
从耶稣30岁开始, 直到他从死里复活,
this is the 3.5 years.
这是三年半的时间。
And then 40 days appears to the disciples.
And then 之后有40日, 来到向门徒显现。
Those people experienced these two period of time.
这些人, 他们是经历这两个时间的规限,
and to be a witness.
他们要能, 这样才可以作这个见, 这个见证人。
verse 8, chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power from the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
第八節，但聖靈降臨在你們身上，你們就必得著能力，並要在耶路撒冷、猶太全地和撒瑪利亞，直到地極，作我的見證。
When we receive the Holy Spirit,
當我們接受聖靈的時候,
we shall be a witness to Him.
我們就來到為祂作為主作見證。
Every Christian is a witness of Jesus Christ.
所以每一個基督徒都是耶穌基督的見證人。
But the later says, a witness must have those two periods of time.
但之後又講到一個見證人，他一定要經過這兩段的時間。
The two periods of time is 3.5 years.
這兩段的時間，第一就是三年半。
And the 40 days of his resurrection appearing to disciples.
四十日在復活之後來向門徒的顯現。
This is you and I are getting the Holy Spirit.
你和我來得著聖靈。
To be his witness.
是作他的見證。
The first period is experienced the 3.5 years.
第一個的時間就是那個經歷三年半。
What is the 3.5 years?
究竟三年半是什麼意思呢?
It means that you, all the disciples, the first 3.5 years was revealed their self-centered life.
就是一班的門徒，你和我，在那個時候我們的自我中心的生命就被顯露出來。
Jesus 3.5 years with the disciples.
耶穌在三年半和他的門徒一起。
Those 3.5 years only revealed their self-centered life.
在三年半的時候，只是顯出到門徒他們自我中心的生命。
Many occasions.
在很多很多的情況下。
And reveal the disciples' self-centered life.
是顯出到門徒他們幾咁嘅自我中心。
這個 Peter was an example.
彼得做一個例。
In that 3.5 years,
在那三年半的時候
every occasion revealed his self-centered life.
每一次的情況都是顯出他的生命是很自我中心。
So we read the gospel, we can see his many cases revealed his self-centered life.
當我讀福音書的時候，我們就讀到很多的事情底下顯出他幾咁的自我中心。
Brother Sparks told us,
小伯克弟兄跟我們這樣說,
he read the four Gospels, he found 38 times.
他讀這四本福音書的時候，他找到38次。
Peter manifest his self-centered life.
彼得是顯出到他自己很自我中心的生命。
But he did not tell us where.
但他沒有告訴你是哪裡哪處的地方。
He told us, you must read.
他只是說你去讀了。
You must find it.
你自己去找。
I speak a lot of time to find, I never find 38 times.
我找到很多時間來找，但我找，沒找到38次那麼多。
Well, I find more than 20 times.
我找到是20多次。
But never found 38 times.
但是就沒找到38次。
So we have to read again and again.
所以我們要再讀，再讀了。
So that means,that 3.5 years means manifest or self-centered life.
這三年半就講到就是我們的自我中心的生命的演出了。
That means the Holy Spirit come upon us, we receive the Holy Spirit in our heart.
當講到聖靈是進到我們的心裡，我們接受了聖靈。
And the first thing we learned is through obedience to the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我第一件要学嘅就系透过圣灵嚟到学习圣灵嘅管治。
The discipline of the Holy Spirit have one point: reveal or self-centered life.
圣灵嘅管治有一点就系将我哋嘅自我中心嘅生命嚟到显出嚟。
In your family life.
喺我哋嘅家庭生活。
In your business life.
喺我哋嘅做生意嘅里边。
In our church life.
喺我哋嘅教会生活。
All reveal or self-centered life.
全部都系要显出我哋个自我中心嘅生命。
When we found our self-centered life.
当我睇到我哋嘅生命系自我中心嘅时候。
And we denied ourselves.
然后我哋嚟到否认我哋自己。
We repudiated ourselves.
我哋否定我哋嘅自己。
And then we find something advanced in us.
咁我哋就喺呢个有嗰度，我哋有进展啦。
So every time we find our self-centered life, we deny ourselves. And Jesus Christ will manifest in our life.
当我每次睇到我哋找到睇到我哋嘅自我中心嘅时候，我哋就嚟到去拒绝我哋自己嘅时候，耶稣基督就更多喺我哋身上。
So that the 40 days of his appearance to the disciples.
40天向佢门徒显现。
That means we see Jesus Christ is the resurrection life.
我哋喺嗰度睇到耶稣基督嗰个复活嘅生命。
When we subject ourselves to God.
当我哋服喺神嘅手嘅底下。
And we obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我哋就信服圣灵嘅管治。
Then the resurrection life will manifest in us.
咁呢个复活嘅生命就喺我哋身上彰显。
So this is or lifelong lessons.
呢个系一个一生嘅学习。
And in our lifelong, in the rest of our lives, always something happen to us.
喺我哋嘅生命嘅每一部分，好似有事情发生。
To reveal our self-centered life.
就显出好多我哋嘅自我中心嘅生命。
But if we are really the followers of the Lamb.
如果我哋真系跟随羔羊嘅话。
If we really satisfy God's heart.
如果我哋真系去满足神嘅心嘅时候。
We are glad to obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
咁我哋就会好欢喜嚟到去顺从圣灵嘅管治。
And we gladly to subject ourselves to the mighty hand of God.
我哋就好愿意嚟到顺服喺圣灵嘅大能嘅手底。
And then at that time, the Jesus life, resurrection life, will manifest in us.
咁耶稣基督复活嘅生命就会喺我哋身上彰显。
So let us read Second Corinthians.
让我哋读哥林多后书
Chapter 4.
第4章.
Verse 7. 第7节. Here it says, Paul says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
我们有这 宝贝放在瓦器里。
This treasure is Jesus Christ himself.
这个宝贝乃是主耶稣基督自己。
This is the life of the Lamb.
乃是羔羊的生命。
In our earthen vessels.
放在我们的瓦器里面。
That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Because when a lot of circumstances happen to us,
都有很多的种种不同的环境来到临到我们身上,
will show the power of his life.
我们就显出到他的生命的大能。
And this power is not from us. From God.
这个能力不是从我们来，是从神那里来。
Verse 8, Paul says,
第8节,
we are hard pressed on every side.
我们四面受敌。
The every side We are hard pressed.
都係受敵嘅。
But yet not crushed.
但係卻不被困住。
Hard pressed on every side means that three and a half years.
四面嘅受敵，四面嘅受敵，你嘅意思好似講到係嗰三年半。
Reveal or self-centered life.
顯出嘅只係我哋好就自我中心嘅生命。
And we obey the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
讓我哋去服從呢個聖靈嘅管治嘅時候。
And then we experience not crushed.
咁我哋嘅經歷就唔
不被困住。
我哋就不被困住。
We are perplexed.
個心裏作難。
That means three and a half years.
呢個三年半都係一樣。
But not despair.
卻不至失望。
That is means the 40 days of his resurrection.
即係講到呢個係指著
his appearing.
講到四十天佢向門徒顯現嘅時候嗰個復活嘅生命。
That means we are not despair.
我哋唔失望。
And verse 9,
第九節,
we are persecuted.
講到我哋被逼迫遭逼迫。
That means three and a half years. Principle.
一個三年半嘅原則。
But not forsaken.
但係就不被丟棄。
That is 40 days is appearing.
你講到呢個，你就指到好似四十天嘅顯現。
That means the living Christ.
個復活嘅主耶穌基督。
The living Christ living lived out.
呢個復活嘅基督係被活出來。
We are we are struck down.
被打倒了。
But not destroyed.
卻不至死亡。
So this is three and a half years of principle and 40 days of manifesting the living Christ principle.
呢啲係講到嗰個兩個原則，一個就係嗰三年半嘅原則，喺度顯出我哋自己，但係亦都係講到四十天嗰個基督復活嘅顯現，嘅復活嘅生命嘅彰顯。
The verse 10,
第十節。
We are always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus.
我哋身上常帶著耶穌嘅死。
This is the three and a half years.
呢個又係三年半。
The principle of the three and a half years.
三年半嘅原則。
That the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our body. That is the 40 days his appearing.
使耶穌嘅生也顯明在我們身上。呢個就係佢四十天嘅復活嘅顯現。
Verse 11, For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake.
因為我們這活著嘅人是常為耶穌被交於死地。
That the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh.
使耶穌嘅生在我們這必死嘅身上顯明出來。
So we are always to learn the three and a half years principle.
所以我哋時常要學嗰三年半嘅原則。
We have a lot of sufferings.
我哋有好多嘅受苦。
So that reveal our self-centered life.
即係顯出到我哋幾咁嘅自我中心。
We are gladly, voluntarily to deny ourselves.
我哋就歡喜，我哋甘願嚟到舍己，拒絕自己。
And then we manifest the power of His resurrection.
咁然後我哋就彰顯出佢嘅復活嘅大能。
This is always in our life.
時常嘅喺我哋生命嘅裏邊都係咁樣。
So he said on the the last verse, verse 17.
第十七節。
He said, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment."
我們這自暫自輕的苦楚
is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
为要我们成就极重无比的永远的荣耀。
So that means that the three and a half years of principle only that is the light and affliction.
这三年半的原则就是这个自暂自轻的苦楚。
But for a moment.
只是自暂的。
And he is working for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory.
要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
While we do not look at the things which are seen.
原来我们不是顾念所见的。
But at the things which are not seen.
那是顾念所不见的。
For the things which are seen are temporary.
因为所见的是暂时的。
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
所不见的是永远的。
So our whole life,
所以我们一生,
experiences 3.5 years principle.
我们都是经历到这三年半的原则。
That is the reveal or self-centered life.
就将我们自我中心的生命彰显出来。
When we repudiated it or denied it.
当我们舍己，我们拒绝它的时候。
And then we manifested the power of his resurrection.
所以我们就能够彰显他复活的生命的大能。
Those followers of the Lamb, wherever he goes.
这班跟随羔羊的人们，羔羊往哪里去？
Fulfill God's eternal purpose.
他们是将神永远的心意来到满足达成。
So we prepare to learn this.
所以我们要来到准备来到学这个。
Let us read Ephesians chapter 6.
让我们来到以弗所书第六章。
The chapter 6,
第六章,
verse 15.
15节.
Here it says, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
要用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Or Chinese translation is not a clear.
中文的翻译不是那么清楚。
The English translation is better.
英文的翻译是好一点了。
It's having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
他说来到将你的脚预备穿上这个走路的鞋，这个就是这个平安的福音。
We need a preparation of the gospel of peace.
那是讲到我们需要预备这个平安的福音。
This preparation, as a shoe, fit in our feet.
这个预备应该好像鞋一样来到穿在我们的脚上。
What is the preparation of the gospel of the peace?
为着平安的福音作预备，这个预备是什么呢？
This preparation means our mind always mind of the Spirit.
这个准备，我们的心思时常是体贴圣灵。
Because when we born from our parents,
当我们从肉身的父母生的时候,
our mind is a mind of the flesh.
我们的心思是体贴我们的肉体。
From the birth, we mind our flesh.
一出世的时候，我们就体贴我们的肉体了。
That means we mind of the flesh always death present.
当我们体贴肉体的时候，时常是死亡在我们当中。
Mind ourselves.
时常是体贴自己。
That means our mind is a self-centered life.
我们的心思是一个好自我中心的生命。
If somebody revile us,
有些人如果骂我们的时候,
immediately we feel unhappy.
我们立刻觉得不欢喜了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because our mind, a mind of the flesh, mind ourselves.
为什么？因为我们的心思是体贴我们自己。
So we produce death.
那我们就产生制造了死亡。
Anger,
我哋好嬲啊。
Rebel.
我哋就去反叛啦。
This is our natural life.
呢个系我哋天然嘅生命。
This is the mind of the flesh.
呢个系肉体嘅呢个嘅心思啦。
We always mind of the we all have a preparation of mind ourselves.
我哋应该喺我哋嘅心思里边做一个准备。
Mind ourselves.
嚟到我哋体贴自己。
So we cause us angry, rebel.
呢个系叫我哋嚟到去嬲，同埋嚟到去反叛。
But when we become a Christian,
就当我哋成为基督徒之后
，or we have another mind，
我哋就有另一个嘅心思啦。
That is not natural mind, but the renewing of mind。
呢个唔系我哋天然嘅心思，乃系我哋更新咗嘅心思。
Everybody in the world have no such a mind.
每一个喺呢个地上嘅人都冇呢个嘅心思嘅。
Only we Christians have a renewing of mind.
只有我哋信徒先有呢个心意更新嘅。
There's a renewing mind. The center of renewing mind is the Spirit.
呢个心意更新呢个中心乃系从圣灵嗰度嚟。
We every Christian have two kinds of mind.
每个基督徒好似有两个嘅心思喺里边。
Or natural mind ourselves.
我哋天然嘅人嘅心思就系顾住自己。
Spiritual mind is mind of the Spirit.
我哋属灵嘅圣灵嘅心思，我哋就体贴圣灵。
So, if we mind the flesh, that means death.
如果我哋体贴我哋肉体就是死亡。
If we mind the spirit, is a life and peace.
如果我哋体贴圣灵就是生命和平安。
Paul told us the preparation of the gospel of peace.
保罗系讲俾我哋听呢个福音平安福音嘅准备。
The preparation that means all man always mind of the spirit.
呢个准备啦，我哋嘅心思时常系体贴圣灵。
Repudiated mind of the flesh.
我哋拒绝我哋肉体嘅心思。
This is the preparation of the gospel of peace.
呢个啦系喺度咁样嚟到为着呢个平安嘅福音嚟到预备。
This preparation that means all mind.Always remind of the spirit.
呢个嘅准备啦，我哋嘅心思时常嘅喺度被圣灵更新。
We know everything occurs because that is the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我哋知道好多一切嘅事情发生系出自圣灵嘅管治。
So we mind the spirit.
所以我哋体贴系圣灵。
And we mind the spirit is full of life and peace.
当我哋体贴圣灵嘅时候，我哋就充满生命同平安。
So we have such a mind preparation.
所以喺我哋嘅心思里边有呢个嘅心思嚟到作预备。
That means we are peace with God.
咁样嘅时候，我哋从神系有平安。
No trouble.
我哋就冇困难。
And peace with man.
同埋人对人有平安。
And peace with everything.
我哋周围嘅事情，我哋都有对佢有平安。
This is the preparation of the gospel of peace.
呢个就系平安嘅福音嘅预备啦。
This preparation becomes our shoes which we wear it.
成为呢个预备上，我哋带穿着鞋咁样嘅脚上。
That means the feet means goes everywhere.
我哋嘅脚系周围去啦。
We go everywhere.We are the peace, mind of the peace.
我哋周围去嘅时候，我哋嘅心思里边系平安嘅。
This is our preparation.
呢个系我哋嘅预备。
Things did not happen.
事情唔系就咁发生。
But we have the preparation of the peace.
但我哋喺我哋嘅里边，我哋有准备为着呢个平安准备。
So somebody reviled me.
有一人嚟到闹我啦。
But my mind has already a preparation of peace.
但我嘅心思里边预早预备咗啦，有呢个平安喺里边。
So somebody reviled me.
当人来到骂我的时候
but I did not perplexed.
但係我就唔會係啊，因著呢啲嚟到啊，覺得好憂愁啦。
So we are always have a preparation of the gospel of peace.
所以我哋喺我裏邊時常應該有呢個平安福音嘅準備。
So that we can know why can produce us anger.
所以冇人能夠激發我裏邊發嬲啦。
And nothing.Can trouble us.
冇嘢能够嚟到使我里边嚟到起忧愁啦。
No circumstances can disturb us.
每一样嘅环境嚟到使我哋系忧虑啦。
So that the preparation of the mind, of the gospel, the peace in our mind is very important.
所以呢个作平安福音嘅准备喺我哋心思里边好紧要。
We go everywhere.
我哋走到每一处地方。
We are.We have a life and peace in our heart.
都有我哋嘅生命平安喺我哋心裏。
Nobody can disturb our peace and life.
每一樣嘢，每一個人能夠攪擾我哋裏邊嘅生命同平安。
This is our lifelong lesson.
亦都係一個一生嘅一個嘅功課。
When we mind of the spirit instead of a mind of the flesh.
當我哋又體貼聖靈，唔體貼肉體嘅時候。
So always life and peace, Jesus Christ manifest in our body.
時常都係生命同平安，係耶穌基督係顯喺我哋嘅身上。
So we have to learn this lesson.
所以我哋要學呢個功課。
We are witness of Jesus Christ.
我哋係耶穌基督嘅見證人。
Always learn 3.5 years principle.
所以我時常要學呢三年半嘅原則。
When we revealed our self-centered life, we repudiate it.
當我哋自己嘅自我中心被顯露出嚟嘅時候，我哋就即刻嚟到拒絕佢。
We are always mind of the spirit.
我哋時常我哋體貼聖靈。
And we always lift out Jesus Christ.
我事實上是活出耶穌基督。
As Paul says,
好像保羅說,
and bear about in the body of the dying of Jesus Christ.
他在我身上常常帶著耶穌基督死的印記。
And manifest his power, his life in us.
以致顯出到耶穌基督的復活的能力在我裏面。
May God bless us.
让神来祝福我们。
Those verses not I discovered, I received from the servants of the Lord.
这一节这样的经文，不是我自己发现，是从这个一个神的仆人里面得着。
But it always influenced my daily life.
但时常因着这样影响我每一天的生活。
So,if we live a happy life, we may always learn this lesson.
如果我哋活一个喜乐嘅生命，我哋就要学呢个功课。
Okay, let's just pray.
我哋祷告，请阿 Alan 弟兄结束。
阿主，我哋主要系感谢你，俾我哋有上帝俾我哋嘅好多方面嘅交通，我哋真系继续求你嘅圣灵，能够系对我哋系说话，求你能够透过呢啲嘅。话能够系真系系将生命系赐我哋嘅，主我哋我哋仰望你，我哋继续嘅仰望圣灵，能够系真系当我哋翻到去我哋嘅生活度，主你嘅圣灵能够真系对我哋说话，主我哋只要真系系人讲嘅说话好快就完，好快过去，但主我哋好需要圣灵，能够真系翻到我哋现实嘅生活度嚟，能够真系对我哋说话，能够从心里边嚟到管治我哋。
求
主我哋承认我哋唔会顺服环境，我哋都唔会顺服你。但主我哋求圣灵能够管治我哋，主我哋能够听到圣灵嘅声音。主我哋之后求你嘅圣灵教导我哋。主我哋知道我哋堕落咗嘅人，我哋嘅旧亚当，我哋嘅肉体上层都喺嗰度，我哋总系唔会。信服任何嘅嘢，但主我哋求，真系圣灵能够光照我哋，圣灵能够苏醒我哋，圣灵能够将呢啲嘅爱浇灌喺我哋嘅里面，以致我哋能够真系从心里甘愿嘅信服，去恩待我哋。主我哋咁带着呢啲嘅话，我哋继续嘅求，主你嘅圣灵能够继续嘅喺我哋帮助我哋工作，我就真系要你跟着。是一个身体跟着一个身体跟着一班能够是满足你心意的人，希望你求你纪念我们，希望你承认我们是好离这个很远很远，但希望你求你吸引我们，让我们的心 我哋願意回應，真係係真係我哋渴望，只可以能夠回應你嘅你嘅呼召，回應你嘅心，要求你喺你嘅聖靈能夠作工。我哋祈禱奉主耶穌名。
阿門。
阿門。